I also want to point out that these textbooks are really useful down to each detail. I know most of you won't want to go through here more than once, but it will explain everything a few times over, and you'll be thankful for that. Anyway, that should be all. Don't forget the homework due on Monday, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you back here to go over the homework. Hey, sorry, just very quickly, can you stay behind for a chat? I know it sucks since it's the last class of the week, but I need to talk with you. Thanks. Just need to lock the door whenever I have one-to-ones with students. It's just keep it confidential, you know? Like a safe place to say whatever you need or what's on your mind or... Yes, of course, sorry. Why I ask you to stay? Well, a few reasons. So we'll just go through them one by one. Just to start, had a good day? Are you just doing all right in general right now? Feeling good? Okay, good then. How's the class been in terms of work, both in lesson, homework, any exams? Are those also going well for you? Yes? Okay, that's really good. No issues with me in terms of your work. You're one of, if not the brightest students in the class. If you're getting on with the work, then that's even better. Is that all? Well, I need to be honest. To ask, how are you getting on with the class? No, I know, I just asked. I mean, the rest of the class, your peers, you sit on the end of the row, and I never see you talking to anyone unless it's group work. Are you unhappy with those around you, or... You haven't got any issues with them? Okay, but do you ever talk to them, even outside of class? I know they've made a few, like, group chats to talk over stuff. You're in those, maybe, or not? If I can maybe get a little more personal, in your regular life, do you have a partner? Are you going out a lot with friends, or are you rather shut in? You're fairly shut in, and that's because of the classes, right? You're putting most of your focus into your classes? You can always have time to go out after you graduate. I'm glad you value your learning, but that idea might not work out so easily. When I was studying this very subject, I mean, I was just like you. I studied above everything else, no friends, far, far from any partners. It was a simple idea of get my degree, get a job, worry about the social life then. But that didn't really work out too well. I did amazing class, top of my class even. Let me just sit on your desk in front of you, need to be close and all that. Well, after that I looked around for a job, got one here, got an apartment ready to try and date a bit, make a few friends, enjoy myself finally, but it just never really happens. The other teachers here are nice, but I don't really have anything in common with them. And I've tried dating apps, but nothing's come up until now, really. What came now? Well, I mean, isn't that obvious, sweetie, for me to teach at here specifically, and then for you to be here, and then for you to be in the same position as I was? If you had any other teacher, they wouldn't have been able to spot it and help. I know what it was like, going home every day to study and masturbate until you fall asleep. It's destiny to bring us together like this. A loving relationship built upon me, saving you from that stress and helping you excel in class and feel more social. I don't even think we'll need any other people with how close we'll be, baby. Whoa, why are you trying to move away now? I mean, you don't need go anywhere right now. Why don't you just get back in your seat? Not like that door is opening anytime soon. You need to go, really? Why then? You need the bathroom? If that was the case, I'd let you pee in my mouth just to keep you here. But I think someone's telling a naughty little lie. I get it. I'm listening. I might have been a little too forward. And these types of things can be scary. This is a relationship that we'll be committing to for years to come. But don't worry. I promise I'll stay by your side through it all. You say you don't want it, but I know that's just a fear talking. Don't worry. You're special. I know you can handle it. I trust you too, baby. Shh. I'm just getting closer to my boyfriend. Oh, come on. I know I might be a little, maybe a little flat. I might smell from masturbating 3 times in a row to get to sleep last night. But aren't those all just traits you can love of me, baby? I mean, there's no other girl who'll give you all of those. And a big kiss. Oh, come on now, honey. Don't stop playing difficult. She's what some loner gooners like us need. A hot, wet, deep kiss. Fuck. Oh, you taste so good, baby. I don't know why you're constantly trying to fight me off, but I'm strong enough to be rough with you. If that's what you want, babe. I might not be that strong, I guess, but my need for the cock of another fucking gooner in my position is very, very fucking strong, baby. I love you so much. It really was destiny for us to be here together, to be in the same subject, same situation, the same interest. Oh god, I hope we have the same kinks, the things I'll do to you to train your balls and give you the nicest rest of your life every night. Oh, I'll be so good for you. You won't even imagine a time before me. Baby, why are you still struggling? Isn't it clear enough yet how much we have in common? How we both need someone to love us. How we both are needy and just need to fuck like animals. Hey, wait a minute. If we have a lot in common... Oh, I see what's going on now. You're into rape hentai like me, huh? Oh, fuck. You could have just said it. But I prefer doing it like this. Oh, honey. I'll earn her that. I'll rape you in my classroom and use you as a dildo. By the time I'm done, I will have breathed the babies into my womb with your cum. Why don't we see what you're working with? You're still fighting so much. Keep doing it. It's making me so fucking horny, baby. And so fucking wet. Oh my god, yeah. You're so fucking big and meaty. I got it. I got you hard. I got your cock. I've dreamed about getting here for so long. Oh my god, yes. Yes, you feel incredible. Slap over my face. Yes, mark me as yours. Let's become each other's one and only for the rest of our lives. And keep fucking struggling, baby. I want to wrap our love into our bodies right from your amazing fucking cock, baby. I love your cock. Oh my god, I love it. Oh. Oh my fucking god. That fucking voicemail. That fucking amazing cock that I just know gets trucked off to some loser hentai like you are watching the same good shit like me. Oh my god, even your smell of falling in love with. We really were made for each other. I love you so much, baby. And I promise to make you so happy. You'll come one day just from me sniffing your cock. And then I lick up all that amazing cum, lie down on the ground, babe. Oh, yeah. I forgot we were doing this whole rave thing. I mean, I've got caught up by your dick. I know I'm kind of small. I mean, really, with my slutty pussy, I'm nothing better than a small flashlight you can pick up and read. Your own little one hole, if you will. Let me just sit on you right like this. Oh my god, fuck. Even just feeling your face under my skirt, just right up against my panties. Fuck, you feel so incredible to me. Ah, fuck, that's so smart, baby. Continuing to struggle and use that as an excuse to push my pussy more while I rap you. You're so fucking smart at being hot, baby. That's it, right boy. Get addicted to my body as I grind against your rape loving face. Yes, baby. That's it, just like that. And while I enjoy everything about you. Fuck, just sniffing you make my mind go so weak. I feel like I'm going to come. Oh, you're so hot, baby. Your voice, I know you're gonna smell. Your whatever smell is making me so happy I could cry. Thank you for being so good, baby. Just fuck, let me remind you for making the most perfect cooner cock for me. Oh, how are you so tasty too? I just want to live forever sucking around your cock and taking in every drop of cum it will shoot out. Every little bit of it I can taste, only taking breaks too. Worship your very scent, oh baby. I love you so much. Outside of our little rape roleplay, just know that what I'm about to do, I love, but it's all about making you love me more. Oh, so eager to keep pretending it's rape with all that struggling. Okay, it will do, honey. Okay. Oh, jeez, okay already, I'll keep raping you, calm down. Calm down the struggling a bit or you'll be too tired to fuck me later. Oh my god, Abby. Your cock is incredible. It smells so good, it tastes so good. Even just having it rub against my face feels better than me fucking myself on a dildo. You're so incredible, baby. I can't wait to have your kids. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Fuck. Sorry, let me just stop for a second. Not because I want to. Don't think that for a second. I love raping you. Just immediately slide this off. Now there's no panties in the way to stop you from tasting everything I have to offer. Let me just make up a bit for... Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Let's see it get covered in my juices, baby. I start getting used to the taste now, since I'll be eating me out every morning going forward. And while you do that, I'll deal with your massive fucking addictive morning mood, and I'll suck it all down, all for you, honey. What? Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you over the face. Writing. Say that again, baby. Oh, you're going to come? Oh my god, baby! I am as well. Granted, I think I've been trying to hold back from coming ever since I first met you right behind Ty loving Gunnar cock. So I just need to breathe me. But that's okay, baby. Come hard for me, you little pretty toy. Yes. Come hard for me, little rape toy. My little hubby wubby, wanna come all over your face? Oh my god, that was good. did you like that? Did you like seeing all of that hot sticky load get shot into my mouth and just walking, watching me swallow it? I hope you understand how amazing it tasted. Honestly, I've never had anything better in my mouth. I'd have to start adding your baby batter to all my meals. Just imagine me eating some lunch in the middle of class and a nice camp sandwich. Oh, fuck, that would be so good. Am I done? Oh, of course, sure, baby. We can stop with all that roleplay now if you want, whatever you want. as well as me, you'll get baby, your best student, my best friend, and my best husband. And then soon, you'll be my best baby daddy. And we'll be so exciting. Oh, we need to start thinking of baby names as well. Maybe not right now. I'm still too horny. And we do need to actually get around to making the baby. Do you want to stop? Yeah, right. I said I'd stop the rape role play, you dummy. God, boys get cum brain like hell. For a fellow good, I'd expect better. Granted, I do go to sleep by just masturbating, so maybe I'm just way too much better at it than you. And I mean, that's quite an impressive wife for you. Constantly gooning. Baby! I already said I would stop our little roleplay. I don't get why you're still going on about it. Yes, I won't keep raping you. We're going to make sweet love. Ah, you're way too far out of it. There. That should help me make things sound better. Those panties I was getting soaked in before fit so perfectly in your mouth. What was that? I can't understand you clearly, baby. Say it again. Oh, you love me? I love you too, baby! For a second, I just thought you were trying to say, please stop this, but I really do just love you too, baby. Anyway, we can just be having smooth talk, you little devil. We also have a baby to make. And even just grinding on your dick make me feel... like I'm going to break down for you. But don't worry, I won't miss a chance to fuck you for anything else in the world. Can you feel how wet I am? I just came and so my juices are dripping all over your cock, and I just need to come more for you, baby. Oh, sorry. We should start breeding, shouldn't we? Just make sure to fill me with all your cum senpai. My little Gunnar senpai. Oh fuck, I've always wanted to be some hentai protagonist's Zikarag. Granted, those sluts usually just get railed, but as long as I'm fucking you, I don't care, happy. Anyway, let's get to breeding. Yes! Ah, my virginity is finally fucking gone! And to a fucking hunk of a husband! Oh god, the amount of times we're going to do this is incredible! The amount of children I'll get to have with you! Every time! We'll just love each other more and more and more and more! Oh my god! It will be great! I know so many hentais I want us to recreate, and a lot of kinks I want to try with you. How do my panties taste? I bet they taste amazing, don't they? I seem to think we went from alone gooners with no hope to fixing all of each other's fears. Ready to live with each other forever. Oh my god, happy, baby, I'm so happy. I'm even confusing words right now. Oh my god. Every night, instead of just shoving a dildo into my pussy over and over, I'll have your cock. I always fantasized about your cute face. I just never realized it was because it was our destiny to fall in love. I just can't wait to be like anti lovers. I want you to come home with me after school, ask if you want dinner, or bus, or me, you'll pick me over, anything, right? Have anything else, right? As in, we just fuck like animals, using your little water hole as your breathing right to the date. I'll call you my pervert senpai, and fuck, if I catch you between classes, you're going to be drained of all your cum in the fucking bathroom. I don't care if someone hears me sucking, I'd do anything I can to keep them out of the picture and keep sucking your cock. I just don't get how we ever lived without each other. Your cock fits perfectly in me, like it's a perfect little key slot. A key to unlock all of my perverted desires. I want to rape my student, my really hot student, the one who was sent for me to rape, and do as I please with. Listen to those muffled moans of yours, Puck. You want this more than I do, don't you, hubby? Oh, fuck. I love how pervy we are. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh my God, oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God. I wonder. I wonder if I could call you a bruise for this. Hitting my cervix over and over and over and fucking over. I hope you fucking bruise my cervix so I can feel it even more when you keep hitting it. Oh my God, my God, my God. Yes. Did you like that? Well, you're suddenly like what I'm saying. I'm moving. Your cock is dropping like a motherfucker. Well, soon enough, you'll be fucking a mother. As a mother of your kids. So get ready to come. Get ready to fill me with your sin. Look at those eyes. You're so excited. You almost look scared. Oh my god. I think I'm going to come. Why don't we come together? I'll come to make my pussy squeeze your cock dry, okay? I can feel you trying to dance up to hold out for me. But it's okay, it's okay. You can come whenever you want to. In fact, let's start together, baby. Oh my God, yes, there it is. I'm going to squirt all over your cock, my lover. I'm going to come for the first time as a non-virgin. I love you so much. Oh my God, yes, fuck, I'm coming around your shopping cock, baby. It just needs to come down and shoot it out. I can feel you're filling me up. Yes. Shoot it out, shoot it all that's coming to my pussy. Yes. Shoot it all, everything. Shoot everything into my pussy. I love feeling you fill me up with your baby batter. I can't stop moving, it's so good. Oh my God, baby, you're so adorable. Oh my God, there's those tears. Tears of joy. Baby, you're so adorable. We're finally together. The universe finally let us fall in love. I love you and I want your children. I love you and I want your children. I love you and I fucking children, the baby. Oh God, that was incredible. Still so many tears. It's okay. I know it's going to be a lot of change, but we can do anything together, can't we? No, not this. Found this, yes. I'll use this dildo to keep it all the calm. Oh my God. I can handle a dildo though. It's nothing compared to your dick, so just here you go. Rest your head on my lap. Come on. Yes. Good boy. Wow, you must have felt good. You're just crying, not moving. Well, aside from a few twitches. You did really well today. I'm proud of you. I don't think anyone could make me this happy. You're just so perfect for it. Thank you, baby. I knew that I could find someone great eventually, and I don't even know if I was right. I think you're way better than I was even expecting. Oh, wow, you're still crying. Guess maybe I went a little rough, hard not to be feral when you teach for so long. Just dying to rape some hot student like you, you know? But still get some shut-eye. When you wake up, I'll have you back at my place. Some nice dinner, we'll discuss where we'll live and stuff like that. And I'd love to start thinking of some name for Cutie Junior in here. I hope it's a boy with his father's adorable eyes.